Let's have a word to the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund. I've heard about it before. I noticed as I was going through the city today, they've got billboards up in prominent places saying if you want to get your money safely and fast to those who need it, send it to us. John Mitchell is president of the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund. John, thanks for joining us. When did it start, the fund?
Well, Raf, we've been running since 1978. So we've been, Gippsland's Trusted Emergency Relief Fund for 41 or 42 years. And we can also say that every dollar which GERF raises goes directly to the fire-affected community members. And we do that because the GERF, which is a registered charity, is actually operated by local volunteers. So there's no administration, there's no telephone expenses. All of the volunteers carry their own expenses.
I was really impressed to see, I think something like a third of the money you've been given for this crisis has already been given to those who need it, a third?
Yes, that's right. So as of today, we'd raised $1,315,000. We've processed 169 applications, which have been certified and assessed by the East Gippsland Council, the recovery managers there. They're certified, they're sent down, they're reviewed by us and processed. So we've already approved right now 169. That totals 454,000, which has been directed to the people in need. And you're right, that's 34.5% of the funds we've already received are in the banks of the people in need.
I was a bit surprised, John. You've raised 1.3 million so far.
Yes.
Some of those celebrity donations are massive, and the comedian Celeste Barber's raised, I think, crazy money, like 40 million. I would have expected you to have a bit more than 1.3 million, or have I got the wrong expectation?
Well, we'd like to think more people would, in fact, donate to the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund, RAF. And I guess the challenge for our organisation now is to gain greater penetration to those who are very, very influential in having people following them to make donations. And we're making lots of inroads now, but it is a constant challenge for us as a volunteer organisation based in Gippsland.
Any of those general appeals that are run by the Salvos or the state government or the CFA, does any of that money flow through to you and onto people or not?
No, not at the moment. But we are making representations to some of the state funds, because part of that is earmarked for emergency assistance. And I guess the issue that we would like to have, and we are having discussions with government people, is that we should avoid duplication and handover.
Yes.
And this is a assessment process which the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund have adopted. We have done that in association with and collaboration with all of the six Gippsland councils. So we have a standard criteria. It's well accepted. There's strong governance with it, and as soon as those assessment forms are sent to us, yes, they are considered, and we transfer that money, usually by electronic funds transfer. So the issue that we face, I guess, and this is a challenge for the local councils, is that though the people they have to register, there has to be an assessment of the property to be verified exactly the extent of the loss. Now, in view of the intensity of this fire, it's going to take the council some time to carry out the assessments.
No doubt.
But what we can say very confidently is that all of the assessments which we had on our desk this morning at 9 o'clock have been processed.
Wow.
And are approved. And I can tell you right now, we've got volunteers in another office here. They are going through and reviewing the assessments which have been sent in today. So I guess the fire metric again for East Gippsland, as we know it, and these are unofficial stats, Raf, that we think there might be something like about 1,300 properties which we would be normally providing, responding to.
Yes.
In other words, principal places of residence, that we think we're going to need upwards of $5 million. So
right. Okay.
We've still got a way to go. And another way of looking at a stat of the 169 applications that we've processed, if our estimate of the 1300 is right. We've only got 13% right. of those referrals right now on our desk.
Well, people can send their money toward the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund. Are you on Facebook and online, those sort of things, John?
Yes, we are, and people can go to our online. They can pay through PayPal at www.gerf.org.au.
gerf.org.au.
Yes, or they can go and lodge a payment at any branch of the NAB Bank.
Okay.
And when people do that, if they just give their name and address, we will in turn provide a receipt to them.
Great.
And every donation, $2 or above, is tax deductible.
Absolutely. John, fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck. Well done.
Okay. Thank you, Rad.
That's the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund. It is, of course, the most burnt part of the state. John Mitchell's its president. He's done that for a while.